You know you want to. Like you want to.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
so hard. Do I make you proud? I try so hard. Grab a dog. I'm so hard. Keep seat. I go so hard. Latex gloves. Sack so hard. Platform shoes. In the club. Party so hard. Eat so hard. Grab a doll. Latex gloves. Sack so hard. Leave your seat. I go so hard. Platform shoes. Eat so hard. But it's just so hard. So hard.
In your house.
My house in your house.
Oh yeah, that was first OM unit with Strobes. He's an artist from the UK and has a huge catalogue of great music. And then it was Sophie again with a track called Hard. Yeah, hard. Oh, such a great word for so many things. I don't know. What a great word if you just started on T. Let's not get too much into that. Let's just move on and hope you're comfortable out there and having your ears tuned in to this, because here comes Cocktail Party Effect with Smiling Worm.
We'll be right back.
My house in your house.
Thank you. Mein Haus in dein Haus.
Oh yeah, so this was Sophie Loiseau with Revenant, a beautiful track. And yeah, I wanted to introduce the next track because it's by a new artist that I just found today called Omid Djedizade. The track you're gonna hear is called My Eyes Drank Water. I just really kind of fell in love with this Santur. The first machine I had was a Roland 505, the MC. And in a track I called Electric Yoga, I used the Santur. When I heard this track, I recognized the Santur and immediately got good memories. And yeah, what a beautiful instrument. So let's hear it. It's also good to hear some non-Western influence in music these days. All right, hang on to your hat and your sunglasses, because here is Omid with a stunning tune.
Mein Haus in deinem Haus. My house is your house. My house is your house.
Thank you. casa meva, a casa teva.
Yep, yep, yep. So this was first Karma with Cha. And then it was Beatrice M with Response. They are from France, and I guess they are non-binary, like me. So yeah, good to find them, because that was a killer track. All right, let's move on to MC Yala. This track is called Miniboss. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Miniboss. Kwanza mene boss, mene dem, mene yala. Mino microphone to make sure mene yana. Mimi njo kusema ndiyo inasemekana. Na wale wanayama ndiyo inawonekana. Kama Diana nikasalamiana. Producer Deva kanipa beta lesana. Nika wanza kuandika mastanza. Zika nibamba nika polis na manyange. Oya DJ wake a bit. Mimi mewakoka na mibado niko fit boy. Usiseme siku show, mesi kujishow. Kama wacha towa do. Ojo brown neko serious, niko kwenye mete yas. People fall on us, nimeva tuma adidas. Sivuti widiras, in fact in vas. Ya kujaza kila moto ndani ha, mini bus. 16 bars, like in a bus, siendi. Lakini wa, kwa nini yala asi pendi. Kunyo wa maspera, nyoko wengiza mapepo. Na mapepo, mesi pendi malene call. Maliza vitisho 16 bars mini yala bas misho. That psych, I'm a boss, I'm a vet. Bigger body ghetto youths, I'll never forget. Ha! Mini boss, mene de mene yala. Mini boss, mene de mene yala. Mini boss, mene de mene yala. Mino microphone, tumesha mene yana. Wadampuli yaga ko fawa mukola chawo to malalisela to kubanga mwenku sangabo ina kunyigo fide wo intercontinental misalienze busakwa nuclear pack pasta bombs yenze kafulu betu wef 16 do baga muse 18 niko shaki yelo shama lipi ya muse take wansi MC ya lamba kazako na topa wage mani ama negeza mumu deva anji kubanji ya mochili mani iraba mumu marimu ampliga kwa World War 2 nga yenze kafulu iraka tu World War 3 yenze mutandi sewo na Uganda yewo yewo luachi yewo yewo. Basa wuzi mwepo yete ninga kakapa sireka wo mfanyo wechi mumba zetabulira mubiti wa duro mkatako uwanguzi ndi international wa locality ain't my portion wenye gira mduwa lironga na balwa demo na babona. Yeah, mini boss mini jamene yala. Mini boss mini jamene yala. Mini boss mini jamene yala. Mino microphone tumesha mene yana. Mini boss mini jamene yala.
Wake up at you and what is,
my house and your house.
house in your house.
Oh yeah, this was Rival Consoles with Recovery. The next one is a Danish artist called M.L. Book, and she's been around for a couple of albums now and makes some stunning music. This one is called O, like a big O. Could be a void, could be a nothing, I don't know, but yeah, let's hear it. I'm still a little puzzled that I'm turning 50, but I'm also grateful. Can't believe it. I made it this far, you know, nothing is promised. So I guess I'm feeling grateful, even though I got a lot of problems with my living situation. And yeah, it's uncertain times everywhere, I feel like. I just think we could soon need some time to focus on something creative and uniting and happy times, you know? That would be amazing. So I have a little surprise for you here at the end of this episode, 41, actually. And that is a track from 1998, and it's a demo with a crazy, clumsy, amazing beat. When I heard this, it woke up my curiosity, and I could not help but extend my big stereo ears. It's actually a demo version from Madonna from her album Ray of Light. Somebody leaked it many years ago, and it has been on the internet for some time now. And people are apparently into this demo version. It's kind of raw and honest, and it just sounds like, you know, people making music. It doesn't sound like perfection or anything of that kind of boring stuff. Sometimes music can be a little bit too ironed out clean, you know? And this is just alive and breathing and beautiful. All right, guys, thanks for listening. And this monkey is saying auf Wiedersehen. And yeah, see you next month. Bye, bye, bye for now. Gone, gone, gone.
Emotional violence, the way
house music.
Music in your electronic house.
NDR Kultur. Zum Nachhören.
Ulrich Nöten liest heute die 73. von 81 Folgen des Romans Anna Karenina von Lew Tolstoi. Das Buch, entstanden zwischen 1873 und 1878, gilt als Tolstois Meisterwerk, noch vor Krieg und Frieden, dem anderen epochalen Werk des Schriftstellers. In Anna Karenina gelingt Tolstoi eine genaue psychologische Analyse der Handlungen seiner Protagonisten. Er erzählt abwechselnd aus der Perspektive aller Beteiligten und legt so ihre Rechtfertigungen, Ängste und Selbsttäuschungen offen. Der Roman ist aber auch ein satirischer Kommentar auf die russische Gesellschaft des späten 19. Jahrhunderts. Besonders deutlich wird das in der heutigen Folge. Darin ist Stepan Oblonski, der Bruder der Titelheldin Anna Karenina, nach St. Petersburg gereist, um mit Annas Mann über die Zukunft seiner Schwester zu sprechen. Denn Anna lebt von ihrem Mann getrennt, eine Scheidung ist jedoch nicht geplant. Doch das Treffen verläuft für beide Seiten unbefriedigend. Oblonski nutzt seinen Besuch, um noch weitere alte Bekannte zu treffen, und dabei wird die Heuchelei und Korruption der Adelskreise deutlich. Es liest wieder Ulrich Nöten.
Insbesondere die Petersburger Sicht auf Finanzdinge wirkte beruhigend auf Stepan Arkadjitsch. Bartnjanski, der mindestens 50.000 im Jahr durchbrachte mit dem Lebensstil, den er führte, hatte ihm gestern etwas Bemerkenswertes dazu gesagt. Vor dem Diner waren sie ins Gespräch gekommen und Stepan Arkadjitsch sagte zu Bartnjanski: »Du stehst dich doch wohl gut mit Mardwinski. Du könntest mir einen Gefallen tun, leg bei ihm doch bitte ein Wort für mich ein. Es gibt da einen Posten, den ich gerne hätte, Mitglied der Agentur, das merke ich mir sowieso nicht bloß. Was musst du bei diesen jüdischen Eisenbahngeschäften mitmischen? Sag, was du willst, es ist widerwärtig.« Stepan Arkadjitsch sagte ihm nicht, es sei eine lebendige Sache. Bartnjanski hätte das nicht verstanden. »Ich brauche Geld. Ich habe nichts zum Leben.« »Du lebst doch.« »Schon, aber mit Schulden.« »Ah ja,